Nice.
I am gamer.
So there's like not many people in the chat. Is there like any advertise? Oh, there it is. I see a chat by I am gamer.
This call is being recorded.
Everything's better in British.
Fucking serious.
Never.
Probably now.
Never.
Because it's after 11. So.
Yeah,
the call is being recorded.
That's a good impersonation.
Tonight's live stream is presented by LOL Xstats. Check it out tonight.
is that the advertisement? Is that the advertisement? And Uber said there was a 10-minute advertisement, and he said I was getting a 10% cut.
Yes!
That's awesome.
So I'm getting like 10% of, I don't know, a dollar.
That wacky end gamer.
He really is a weird dude. He says in the topic, yeah, I got that Preston Starry moment made my top 5 funniest serious business moments. And I'm like,
yeah, that is a little strange.
And I'm like, post your top 5 moments. And he's like, I need time to prepare them. Like, you just said it was on your top 5. You don't have it like ready to go. And he's been spending like 24 hours preparing his top 5 moments.
Oh, God.
That crazy end gamer.
Dude, Weston, or whatever the hell you want to be called, I have a question for you.
Sure.
Okay, on one of my sports shows, I forget which, there was apparently some controversy at Michigan State about your logo. Is that still going on?
Well, not really, it's over. There was controversy, because they wanted to change it, like, to a
new... They kept the old one, though, right?
Yeah, they kept the old one.
All right, good.
Everyone got really pissed.
I would have gotten pissed off too. Yeah, the new one looked so fucking stupid.
It was like made by Nike or something. I don't know.
It looked horrible.
Shall we get started?
Are we ready to go? I just feel like the chat isn't as active as I expected.
I don't think as many people care because not
everyone's in it.
We're around 3, like.
All right, seems like a fair time to start.
Oh, my God. Blazer just said who he's passing it on to. I have to see your reaction. I suck.
Oh, my God.
Hey.
No, I hate Blazer, and I hope he goes to the Christian hell.
Oh, my God.
Wait, what did...
I'm gonna see
pick
this.
Dark X.
For what?
That got a giggle out of Ulti.
I have no idea what's going on.
Very well.
I fucking hate Blazer, and I hope he dies.
I think we just gotta make terrorist jokes anyway.
Yeah. Ryoko just deleted a post. I don't know what she said. It was a big giggle.
I think it's just...
Wait a minute. Which one was it? Because she has one...
She posted one after the UGG.
It says,
she did.
Jesus.
Alright.
Is there topic tracking all this?
Alright, I guess we'll start. Whatever.
Oh,
it's like
there
a
it is.
Clock.
I have all 70 in a open office document. I'm going to bring up random.org and we can get started.
Alright, well let's talk a little bit about round 3 in general. It's 10 people per division. And then how many do we have advancing this year? It's all fucked up.
Four. Top 4 advance, and then we're going to do that idea that I really liked about a wild card round with the fifth place finishers.
Nice.
All right, and then how many of the fifth place finishers make it?
Probably the top 4, I would imagine.
Okay, sweet. And then our buys this year are FFD, Tom, Icon, Godspork, Sir Chris, Andrey, and Rusty. Some pretty unexpected names in there, for sure. So yeah, are you going to announce the name and then put them in the division? Is that how
yes.
It's going to work? All right, perfect. Yeah, Anri, Sport, I mean, it's all drawings, so I don't think anyone in this top 7 was really in danger of getting eliminated, but you know, like Spork and Icon and Anri and maybe even Rusty. You know, I mean, those are guys, you never know if they got in the wrong division, something could happen. So, although I have Icon on the top 10, but the point remains that they definitely caught a break. And the other big storyline, there's two big storylines going into this drawing. The first storyline is probably all the stats guys who are riding that stats boost. I think we have quite a few stats guys going to round three, so it'll be interesting to see if a lot of them get in the same divisions, because that could really fuck them. And the other big storyline is that Luster is calling out Trans Science.
Nice.
And did someone just say my name?
No, I said nice.
Yeah. I thought you said
nice.
I say Trans Science, okay? God.
Metroid Composite.
So Luster wants to be in the same division as Tranny. So that'll be interesting to see. I think that Luster really found his niche, if you will. Like, he's been trying to get so far in this for years, and now he finally found a way to get people to vote for him. Like, he tricked
out. Playing up the joke.
Alright, so let's do this.
Wait, Godsport got a buy?
Yeah, Godsport got a buy.
Wow.
Who's she against?
Who's Godsport against? I don't know.
Blind Azathoth.
Well, that explains everything.
That tower right there.
I get, like, this Canadian chick that loves Pokemon. Like, it's not fair.
Wait, AUU is a chick?
I hope so.
Just pull it on your ass, man.
Yes, she is a chick.
Alright, our guests right now are me, Ed, and the Unusual Podcast crew. I thought Ulti was going to be muted, but it looks like he's okay to talk for a bit. And we have Wiggs in here right now. Wiggs, what's up?
Yay, what's up, guys?
Wiggs, are you happy to be in round three, or would you have rather gotten the bye?
Oh, I'm excited. I want to put up a fight. I don't want to go, you know, a bye is too easy. I got to show them what I'm made of. This is the round to do it.
Yeah, there's something a little boring about getting a bye, you know. It's kind of fun to just be in round three if you have confidence that you're going to make it. Yeah, this is Wiggs right now.
Oh, yeah.
All right, thanks, Wiggs. Boko isn't even picking up his phone. What a faggot.
Fag-owned!
All right, so the way I'm going to do this at Endgamer's suggestion, I like the idea a lot, is instead of randomizing everybody like alphabetically, I just have everybody in alphabetical order, and what I'm going to do is randomize like each one at a time, each division first. So like the first one's going to fill up, and then I guess we can talk about that as it fills up, and the second one, and so on and so on and so on.
I kind of like the random one. It's kind of like fun. But okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. So, alright, let's do it.
Alright, first up, the first one in the first division. Mega Mana.
I prefer if you said, no, see, it takes away the tension. I think you should go Mega Mana and then like the division. I don't know. I just feel like saying whatever. Whatever.
Whatever. It's my contest.
Yeah, it is. All right. How do you feel about Mega Mana's chances, Neon?
He's not making that out of this round.
Well, let's see.
But I think he's a great user.
Playing the game.
All right. Next user. Well, he might make it out of this division because the next user is Soul.
Oh, yeah. That's a definite outer this round. So that's a good break for Mega Mana right here. So, pretty weak division early on. Let's see how it goes. That's
All right.
That's Ed scrambling lottery balls in the background.
Where might be a giant cage of rotating lottery balls. SD gets the third position.
I'm excited to see SD in round three. because he's got way more support than he did in the past. I'm going to say he gets out of this. I'm definitely saying he's getting out past Mega Man and Soul.
Yep. Yeah, no real heavy hitters this time around, this time yet. So, yeah, next one is continuing with the trend, Murr.
Murr, ooh. How did Burr do in round two? He's not someone out of... Sorry, go ahead.
He got like 57% against Krim, I think.
Yeah, I'm not.
I thought it was kind of underwhelming.
This is definitely a weak division so far.
Yeah, very weak.
The only person I think with any potential power is SD. So right now, with these first four names, you got weaklings like Coke just dying to be in it.
And me.
All right. Well, the next one is Wiggs.
Don't play in this one. God.
Wiggs. Look at Wiggs. He's like, oh, I'm going to measure up against the top competition. He's got the worst competition.
Yeah.
Okay. Welcome to round four, Wiggs.
Yeah, I think Wiggs is going to advance if you wanted to know my opinion. You're welcome.
Here, next up, is Procrastinator. Krusty.
Ooh.
That's when I finally break free of Kleenex at this point, so we'll see how he does.
He's heating up.
One sec, let me get Krusty in here for a second.
Alright.
Krusty, how do you feel about your chances advancing in this division so far?
I missed it. What happened?
Feels good.
These people want to be on the show, and then they're like, fucking... They're not even prepared, you know?
Good job, Krusty.
He just blew his chance of ever getting back on, so.
Aww.
Yeah.
Hey, now, if you want to kick me out, just leave me on and then we'll talk and you can let me know, because I don't feel like listening to this stick game stream right now.
All right.
Next up, another potential strong guy, maybe, sort of. Not Dave.
Ooh. This? I'm still not sure if I buy Not Dave, so that'll be in... It'll be an interesting one. I definitely have Wiggs beating him, but from there, it's like Krusty, SD. That's going to be a tough battle for the top. Like,
it's heating up.
This is getting interesting.
So we have, gets more interesting because now we have N-Girl.
No, she's jobbing. She's jobbing like crazy. Yeah. Not interesting.
she's jobbing.
Jobbing.
They see me jobbing.
They see me jobbing.
I want to job it to you.
Yeah, this division isn't impressing me so far.
All right, it's not going to impress you even further because next up is Steiner.
Oh, the only thing that could have impressed me last is Lefty got in there.
It's going to be Lefty.
Lefty. 10th Lefty.
Come on, Lefty.
To top off this excellent division.
Rig it.
And then last in the division, Liesel.
Oof.
No, he's on my draft picks.
Hell yeah, Wings. Oh, sorry.
Let's talk about the division.
Let's talk about this. First place, I think we all agree Wiggs has got this.
Wiggs.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Now, number two, we got SD. We got Murr, I guess. We got Krusty.
No, it's going to be not Dave.
I'm going with SD. I'll go. I still doubt not Dave's strength, but this division is weak enough for not Dave to pull off a third.
I'm going to say not Dave second.
Wiggs, you're just here to listen. Shut up.
Okay.
I agree with you, Wiggs.
Yes, Master.
I do agree, though. I think Dave's getting second in this.
I think Krusty's going to do pretty well. He did really well round one and two. I think he's being overlooked here.
How did Krusty do in round two? Well, like, what percentage did he get?
He got, like, I think 70, high 70s. He just got below Kleenex both times.
On who?
I don't remember.
Yeah, we could.
He's getting maybe second then, because like those two click guys are gonna, like SD and Not Dave, I think are liked by the click guys a lot, so they might split some votes.
I mean, this is the most retarded argument because they lose one vote. You're they retarded. Lose 1 point.
Dude, that's one, and Procrastinator doesn't lose any.
Whatever, man. You're going too deep here. Anyway, we all got Wiggs first.
I'm a deep man. I think deep thoughts, like the things that go around in my head, you can't even comprehend.
I got SD second, because I think he has a more hardcore fan base than Not Dave. I don't think Not Dave socializes tons, like on AIM or anything. Not that SD...
No, SD isn't really that much of a socializer either, if you go by that.
No, you know what the thing is, though? The topics SD makes are very, like, the kind of topics where you interact with people a lot. Like when you go
Skype,
through
stop beeping, Jesus.
It's because these fuckers keep chatting. Stop fucking chat, you dumb fucks. Anyway.
Well, my bad.
Now there's five people writing.
I don't have to let you guys listen to the fucking thing. You realize
type, that? Type.
So anyway, Oh, God. Okay, so I got SD third, because I think, or second, because I think he's a more hardcore fan base. Crasty vs. Not Dave is going to be a close one for third and fourth. So.
And girl, fifth? Close?
I'm not sure. I got Not Dave third, Crasty fourth. Fifth? You know, we could be overlooking Liesl, too. I think Liesl beats N girl.
True.
Yeah, Liesl got, like, third against and Drac in a pretty stacked division, I think so.
Yeah, so I'll go fifth, Liesl. Sixth.
Mega Mana?
Oh, man. What a weird... This is like a very...
like, I love round three.
Yeah, round three is like a weird... It's not... This is like a division full of guys who I don't see going terribly far, but who are all semi-strong, you know?
Four of them have got to make it out of the first division. To state the obvious.
KBM, did I tell you you could talk?
Well, no.
Where do you think Steinert will end up?
But I think wasn't
he a former winner? Or second place, at least?
The only chance Steiner has of getting out of the basement is if he comes back, says he broke up with his girlfriend, and posts all a bunch of naked pics of her. Then he'll get ninth.
All right.
For now, he's getting tenth.
You make a good point.
Yeah, I really do. So I got fifth Liesl, sixth.
Fine.
Myr. I got Myr in sixth. Seventh Mana. Eighth Engirl. Ninth Soul. I think Engirl's a total flop. Just a total failure. Neon, what do you got?
Wait,
run through your top ten here.
All right, we got Wiggs. I'm going to go Not Dave. I'm going to go SD, Crafty, N girl, and then everyone else ties for last. It's going to be like a five-way or four-way tie. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah, I expect this to be, because remember, the fourth place is the last qualifying spot, and fifth place is the wild card spot. So I think this is going to be a crazy battle for those two spots.
And what is the rule?
These are the things that no one
throw darts
to ask, that and only
determine
you
who wins.
Only you could figure this shit out in the end.
Yeah, I can solve
Pope Smurf for guidance.
Yeah.
So Division 2 could be...
Benediction.
I'm hoping Division 2 is Lefty, Ermine, who else sucks?
Pick me!
Multi.
Alright, first spot in Division 2 goes to Relo.
Ooh, Relo?
Oh, I forgot right. Was in Round 3.
Yeah, Relo really disappointed so far, especially in round 2, so I'm not sure. I don't think it's advancing. Relo's the kind of guy that might get a lot of plus 10s and plus 9s. JC, what are you doing? I'm never letting people in to listen like through Skype again, because this is terrible. I'm just going to kick all these fuckers out.
Right. Next up, Leon. Leonhart.
The stats man.
He was actually really impressed in the first two rounds.
You know, he had weak competition, though, so...
He did. I thought Tazzy would have been stronger.
I don't know. I don't even see Tazzy.
Next up, poor Blazer. Yo, Blazer.
Fuck Blazer, man. Plus one. After putting Dark Axe as a guest host. God.
See how many more stats people get thrown in here?
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Blazer, Leon, CFollow. This is one of the storylines we were talking about. Stats people all in one division.
Apple Kid Josh.
Apple Kid Jobber. I do not see him getting past this round.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've already got him fourth, so...
Oh, sweet Jesus! It's Endgamer!
Wow. Stats, you guys are fucked.
Yeah.
Let's see. Ed Bellis and his scheme to get rid of all the stats nerds.
my evil scheme. Justin Crossing.
Ooh. Hey, Justin, you're here, right?
Goodbye, Justin.
Yeah.
How do you feel about your division right now? You have Relo, Leon, Blazer, AKJ, and Endgamer.
I have no idea.
Oh, okay, got out of here. everyone is just terrible.
You're going to do so well.
How is he going to get votes with that kind of shit?
See, I'm going to rock the mic. They fuck everyone over. Oh, Lord.
They should.
Oh, God.
What a douche.
So rigged.
Put Exa in here. Let's do it.
Here comes Ice Hawk.
Alright, Ed.
Next up, sorry, got distracted. Dante.
Ooh, this division's getting more interesting.
Huh? Yeah.
He looks like the clear second place right now.
Yeah, we have at least, I think the second number one from the first two rounds in here. And next up is, I keep rolling 37. Spike Dragon!
Bye, Spike.
Yeah, and on that note.
Stack Bellis.
Also, goodbye to Spike's fantasy team.
Another stats user, and another core winner, Carvey!
Oh, oh my god, you did not rig this at all.
No, not at all. Poor Carvey can't ever get away from Endgamer.
This is really going to be a fucked up division to predict because it's just crazy SFF here. So some of these non-stack guys can make out. I got Ed first, Dante second. Jesus. I guess you got to go Endgamer third. And then...
maybe Relo.
You know, Relo's really done shitty.
That's true.
I'll go
probably, Blazer. I'd say maybe Justin.
No. You know, I think that Relo has enough different fan bases from all the people in here that Relo sneaks into the wild card spot in fifth. And then I'll take... oh, you know what? But Carvey's here. Carvey's done well.
Yeah, Carvey did pretty well in round one.
I'll take
he got like second place, I think.
Yeah, I'll take Carvey in fifth. Relo in sixth.
And he beats Steiner, who's a champion.
Leon in seventh. Justin in 8th. 9th, AKJ, 10th Spike. This will be interesting because of all the same fan factor.
You know, that doesn't matter that much in this format because we can just plus 10 one and plus 9 the other, right?
Yeah, I know, we talked about this already, but when you have 5 people from the same fucking clique, it does start to mean something.
A little bit. I mean, not as much as it would in like the last round, but still a little.
It means, like I said, if it was like 2 people who have similar fan bases, whatever. But man, when there's 5 stats guys, that's really gonna fuck up some of their votes, I think. Ed, any comments on this division?
I win.
Yeah, you're. Leon, what's your ranks?
I got Ed, Dante, Endgamer, Relo to pass. And then I got Yo Blazer.
One third.
I got him going 4. Then Blazer, Leon, X-Carve, Apple Kid Josh, and then Justin Spike.
I think
Justin is very upset with me, so.
You saw how shitty Relo did in the first 2 rounds, all right?
Yeah, I don't think Relo is going to make it out of here.
I believe in magic.
Okay, Nan.
I don't think Relo's... I think Relo's going to get, like, bottom 3, maybe bottom 4, just because I don't think he's been doing that
bottom
hot.
6,
like,
maybe.
Relo has a decent heart. Like, a lot of people are going to vote. Relo will probably put him higher, you know.
Maybe he's got the wild card spot. But I don't know. Like I think the top 4. I would say me, Dante, Endgamer, and Carvey. Honestly, Carvey probably takes it. I feel like Blazer kind of got screwed here because I think in another division he might actually do a lot better. But he's been stuck following Endgamer the entire time.
On a side note, if I'm going to pick one person that's totally disappointed here, it would probably be Endgamer. Like,
yeah.
If I was going to think one person who might, like, not get in or might get a wild card, I think it's Endgamer, because he's been pretty disappointing so far. He's been falling off, and with all these guys in his clique, he might, I don't know. I'm just saying, don't trust Endgamer here. I mean, I got him in third, but I wouldn't be terribly surprised if he got fifth.
That's where I got him, I think. But I think it'll be – I think him versus JC is close. So that'll be a – that'll fight for him for fourth.
All right.
So ready?
Yes.
First in the next division.
Yeah, left hand still have Trinity and Luster play.
Speaking of which, Luster.
Uh oh. So we have nine. We have nine spots to get Trinity.
Indeed.
Now, if I'm Luster, I'm cheering for Trinity to not be in my division because she's gonna get joke votes from people who want this matchup to happen. And I think if he's in the same division as Trinity, he's just gonna get raped. So Luster, cross your fingers, hope Trinity's in the same division.
All right, next up is Herrich.
Is that how you pronounce it?
I always know how you pronounce it. How do you pronounce it?
Herrick. Wrong. I don't know.
Herrick.
I'll just call him.
Exactly. Keep my fingers crossed. Oh, I just missed him. Theo.
Theo. This division is even weaker than Division 1 so far.
This division is terrible. Oh, Lord.
Lefty. Put Lefty in next.
Lopen.
Ooh, there's someone who... He's probably my division leader right now.
Yeah, he is. Next up... Ooh, Mr. Neon Reaper.
Yes. Oh,
Luster, you going down.
You just...
I'm gonna ride him like a horse. This is great.
Unless the next four are really strong, Neon looks like the winner.
Yeah, it is.
Sedge. Sedginess is next.
Sagunus? Or Sagunus?
Sedge.
Sedge sounds whatever. So awkward. I don't know.
Mr. Temple is next.
Mr. Temple. I like that.
Next up is 28. That is Shine.
Oh, that'll be interesting.
Boom.
This will be the real test for Shine. I've been predicting him to fall off this year. This division should be interesting. Neon is just loving this. Neon is loving this, by the way.
This division is too weak for Shine to fall off.
Wiggs, stop talking.
Next up is KBM.
Oh, if KBM was going to advance, this might be his shot, this division.
Yeah. I keep just missing Tranny. It's kind of irritating.
Neon, how good are you feeling about your division right now?
They're all good users.
Oh, okay.
Next up is Zen. Okay, and then the last spot goes to...
Tranny.
No, I just missed him again! Ugh.
Dude, Thunder. If you were Smurf, you would have rigged this shit.
Yeah, but I'm not Smurf, and that makes all the
difference. You should be
Smurf. Thunder Sheep.
Thunder
what a
Sheep.
Fucking terrible division this is.
Jeez.
This rule.
I'm going to get a terrible division here. I'm going to get such a good division.
You're
going to
get, like...
Make it.
You're going to get, like, Oh, Chris has a bye. I was going to say, it's going to be, like, you, Chris, you're gonna like somehow get like a separate division with all the bi people.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, this is gonna be ridiculous. I feel like I'm gonna get like some crazy division. Ed set himself up nicely with himself and Neon. Let's see if he takes care of me too. So anyway, I got Neon winning this division for sure. Then I got Lopen. Then I got Shine, I guess. This division is just really bad. I got KBM locks the fuck out. He's getting fourth, I think.
No.
Yeah. Dude, you're
underestimating. Well, hold on. Go ahead.
You're underestimating KBM. He's involved.
I have him
KBM, come here.
Yeah.
Tell us what you're involved with on the board, besides the butt fuckers.
Well, thank you. I am involved, Mafia, Lost, Tea Party, God, what else?
So much.
Right? I don't even keep track. I just have all of the active messages that I have, and I go to all those topics, and it's a bunch of topic series, really.
How can you argue with that?
Yeah. You can't. That's how. You can't argue
with
that.
I have him third.
I got KBM in fourth. I got Sedge in fifth.
Mr. Temple,
sorry. Herrick in sixth. Sheep in seventh. Zen in eighth. Luster and not, oh god, but you know he's gonna get joke votes now that Tranny's not here, so I'll actually put him up to like seven. Sheep in eighth, Zen in ninth, and Theo in last place.
I'm feeling ridiculously confident right now.
Ridiculously confident. I don't know about, well, yeah, you probably should feel semi-confident.
Ridiculously.
Yeah, I would feel
confident
if I were Gabby.
I mean, I only have you in fourth, so it's not like I have you like. I mean, if I'm Neon, I'm feeling ridiculously confident right now. You should feel like,
ridiculously confident.
I mean, like, who is going to beat KBM for, like, anything below fourth? Like,
yeah.
Theo? Like, really?
According to Cokes, maybe. Luster put Cokes straight, though. Neon, how do you rank this division?
I got me, Shine. And then I got KBM and Luster advancing.
What about Lopin?
I got him right behind Luster. I'm sorry.
Dude,
I really
you're
think
wrong.
That the power of the
wrong.
Do.
You're dead wrong, man.
He's going to do the do. And Lopin's going to do the don't.
Okay.
You might as well move on.
He has no idea what he's talking about. All right, Ed, how do you feel about this division? Any rankings for us?
Neon first, probably Lopin second, despite Neon's predicts.
Epic predicts.
Epic predicts.
Do the dope.
I might even take KBM for, like, third. No, Shine did Shine. Oh. KBM and Shine fight for third and fourth, and everybody else gets last. It's terrible.
Someone deserves a wild card, man. Who's got the wild card out of that bottom five?
I think Lopin. The wild card.
Probably not Luster. Shut up, man. You have no idea what you're talking about, Neon.
I think Luster gets the wild card.
Like I said, Luster really lucked out from not getting Tranny in here, because that's going to get him votes that he otherwise wouldn't have gotten.
Yeah, we have to save Luster and Tranny for the golden parcel round.
Oh, God. Yeah, I know. Wiggs is fucking inviting me to Mafia right now while I'm running the show. Go fuck yourself, Wiggs.
Blade invited me earlier for like the
Sorry.
Third night in a row.
Alright, you ready for Division 4?
Anyway.
I'm ready to have like some ridiculous division.
Here we go.
We start with Super Angelo.
If you can make it out of Neon's closet.
Neon's closet.
I really wish him and Neon were in the same division.
Yes.
Shine entered the room. What is this madness?
What? Really?
Yeah, really.
Grapefruit King.
Oh, this division's looking swell as well.
Mr. Smart Guy.
Oh, wow, this division gets better and better. Put me in, damn it. Take care of me, Ed.
I'm trying. number 9 is... Ice Hawk's boy.
Jackal!
Other Jackal. Boy.
What?
Dr. Football!
What the fuck is this shit? Jackal's my boy.
I said other boy. Jeez.
like my fucking guy who lives under my fucking stairs because he's not really my boy.
Lord. Okay, DP gets next, who got in via tiebreaker. He gets the next place.
Oh, I wish you had a better tiebreaker, by the way. I feel bad for Kami Squall.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know. What would have been, what was the favorable vote percentage for?
I don't even know offhand.
I think that should have been the tiebreaker. DP might have won.
I think DP still had that.
All right, then. Fair enough.
Exa really lucked out here.
Get out of here. Dude, Exa, I'm telling you, Exa's going to drop off, but he keeps getting the most joke competition, like, every round.
I know, the next four could be really strong.
Yeah.
Profit.
Oh, wait, I hate this. How did some of these users make these? This is the elite of board 8 right here.
Drac gets the next spot. He's guaranteed second right now, I think.
Yeah, no shit. Exa is locking the fuck out, man. He's not.
7 is Digi.
Ooh. You know, Digi, we've been hating on Digi, but, well, we'll talk more about it later, but hey, this is a good draw for him.
And last spot goes
Everyone is praying they get this spot. Everyone in the chat is praying to God they get this spot. Go ahead.
Congratulations to Cokes.
Oh, fuck Cokes. What a dickwad. he was the main one praying that he got it. He's like, I'd be satisfied with this division. And he's quite satisfied.
I would be pleased with this division.
Congrats to Coates, making it to round four.
Oh, man.
Coates didn't even need to run a marathon. He needed to run a fucking 5K to beat this division.
Didn't he only really run 5K, though?
Oh. Yeah, he got injured.
That's such a low bump. All right, let's rank this shit. Excellent first, unfortunately. I'll go Drake in second. Cokes looks like pretty clear third place. And then from there is when it starts getting a little more interesting. Fourth, we got Angelo, we got football, and we got Digi, I feel like, for the fourth place spot. This is an interesting one. I'll go Angelo. No? Yeah. Yeah, I will go Angelo. And I'll go Dr. Football for the wild card spot. And I'll go Digi in six. But look out for Digi, because he did get fourth place in top 100. And this
you keep bringing that up, and I don't think it matters.
No, this is the one division where it semi-matters. Because he's got like 20-plus people who have him in his top 15 users overall, is what I'm saying. So that's like 20 people that could like plus 10, plus 9 him. This is the one division that really – this is the format that really favors – that's the most similar to that, I think. No? All right. Seventh place. We got GFK. We got MSG. I'll go MSG. I mean, MSG has done pretty well so far. I don't think he's ready to make it to the big boys, but hey. DP should sneak out 8th, I think. Grapefruit King with 9th, and get the fuck out of here, Prophet.
No, man, he's a killer.
Beat somebody? Yeah. Who'd he beat?
He beat Forceful Dragon.
No,
that was Buster. Who did? He beat DSR. He got really lucky.
Oh, that's fine. I'm happy about that.
Yeah, I'm happy about it too. But man, he lucked out.
Oh, good. My volume went down. I thought the chat disconnected or something.
Dude,
that's awesome.
Is Prophet the weakest person in this besides like Lefty?
looking it over, probably. Maybe Pun.
I don't know. Pun has his fan base, though. All right, let's go. Oh, God, I'm just going to get such a bad division. It's going to be awful. Dude, that was the perfect spot to sneak me in that Coke spot. Ed.
Yeah, we'll see. All right. Next up, first spot in this division is IceHog.
Oh, man.
We just missed that last spot by one. Isn't that a shame?
Is this because I make fun of buttfuckers? Yeah, don't you say negative things about gays sometimes?
Yeah, you love them. You're gay.
Dude, shut you, man. All right, let's
next go left. Up,
gay my ass.
Lefty, lefty.
Locks.
I'll take that.
I'll take that.
I like locks, but I'll take that. Lefty.
Santa.
I'm getting like the social crew. Lefty. No boco. No tranny. No
Kamikaze tranny. Potato.
Yes!
Kalis. Oh,
yes!
God.
Gee whiz.
I forgot how many like weak-ass people there were still in this.
Yeah, it's like... We're
Ermine!
Get out of here, man. I'm raping you. I'm going to put you in Neon's closet where you belong.
Yes. Join Super Angelo.
While eating chicken dinner.
Here we go.
Each other fresh.
Fresh.
Ulti.
Oh. Ulti will be an interesting one. Because, well, this, you know, we haven't really gotten a big judge of Ulti's strength yet. But he's someone.
Alex is next.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Ulti is someone who could get, like, second or get, like, fifth. I don't know. You know?
Knee. Is next.
Knee.
Whoa.
Is Division 6 and Division 7 just going to be brutal or something?
I think probably.
And number 8. Oh, snap.
Oh, God.
You're fucked.
Boko! No! Oh. That'll be a fun battle right there.
That's going
to
be awesome.
I'll have to challenge him to a debate moderated by Vlado. I'm inviting Boko in right now. See what he thinks. Let's get this man in here.
That's what you said last night. Yes. You're so gay.
Boko.
Yo.
How do you feel about this division?
I like it. I wanted to be in it since I heard that you were going to be in it.
Why? Why? Do you want to be in a debate with me? Moderated by Otto?
Not at all.
So where do you got yourself going here first?
I think you and I will fight it out, but maybe. I don't remember exactly who's in the division.
It's me, you, Alec, Nee, Locke, Santa, KP, Kalis, Ermine, and Ulti.
I could see myself taking you in this division.
Yeah. It'll be an interesting battle for first. Not that really first place. This isn't like round one or anything where positioning really matters, but should be fun.
Yeah.
Well, Boko, would you like to debate with me?
Right now?
No.
Okay. Then no.
One day. Ulti, how are you feeling about your chances here?
I think I'll be lucky if I get fourth. I kind of see myself going number 5 here.
Yeah, I got you number 5 too. Let's run through.
You're 4 or 5, like at that cutoff point.
I got Boko in first because I have a feeling I'm just gonna get like, I don't know, 10 people who give me +1.
Centurion.
Yeah, Centurion. Why don't you discount his vote? He doesn't count.
Because he votes like every day.
You know what? He's not a user.
He's a user. He's same not a as we're all users.
We're all equal.
I actually think either Boko or Neon's going to win this whole tournament anyway.
I don't know about Boko. Neon, I could buy that.
Yeah, Boko has no chance against me. He's
Boko.
Fucked.
It's like Boko's too appealed to where, like, limited to where he is, you know? Neon, every time you're on the show, some weird fucking shit happens with your mic. Like, are you getting your dick sucked or I don't know?
No.
The bubble.
No.
Anyway, I got myself in second, I got Alec in third, I got Nee in fourth, I got Ulti into the wild card spot. I'll take Locke. Oh god, KP's been doing pretty. I'll take KP in sixth. Locke's in seventh. Santa in eighth. Ermine in ninth. And Kalis in tenth. Ermine is going to flop. Ermine will be the... Will be hit with the new user thing. He won't do well. Neon, how you rank this division?
And that's your mic doing that weird stuff right now. It's not mine.
No, it's yours.
No, I just unplugged mine.
Oh, dude, it's fucking JC! Talking? JC, I fucking hate you! This is why he's going 8th in his division.
This right here.
Anyway, Dan, rank it.
Hold on, I gotta find where I posted it here.
Yeah, I just feel like I've been getting like some solid votes, so that's not gonna help me for getting first place.
No, I get you first, I got Boko second.
What about the anti-votes?
Yeah, maybe. Uh-oh. HGR wants my expert analysis. That's good. There must be a lot to do in Russia. a lot of hot girls out there. I got Alec third. Yeah, Ulti fourth.
Ulti over Nee?
Yes. Ulti, yeah.
Ulti, cut down the trolling in the next week or so. Help out Nee.
Alright. Even though I did that in, like, Nova.
Like, I don't know.
You gotta make, like, a me and Smart Muffin makeup type of topic.
Dude, I told him I would.
Also, don't forget, man, I love you guys. Top.
Yeah. Alright, I'll do that.
Gotta play the game. Ulti, if you want to get into that wild card spot. All right, so you got Knee in fifth, I'm guessing?
I get KP after that.
Whoa.
I thought he did pretty well, didn't he? Like, dude, round one anyway?
Dad's vote. They start to flop here.
Oh, okay.
He didn't get second, but he was behind, like, I think, Justin.
That's embarrassing.
It was a weak division, unless I'm confusing the divisions, but it was a pretty weak division, but he did get second.
Yeah, I thought he did well, so I don't know. People like him now, I guess. I don't know. Knee, Ermine. Sorry, Ermine. Santa, Lox, and I have Kalis last, but everyone's giving me shit for it, so.
I have Kalis last.
I like him, I just don't think he's,
Yeah, he doesn't have the mass appeal. He, like, right. has his projects, I don't see him tons out of them, and they're not, like, huge projects.
Well, maybe he gets, like, eighth.
Maybe. Big stuff.
There you go.
Valuable, positioning for the final tally. Alright, let's go on to the next, Ed, how do you feel about the division? How do you feel?
You want my predicts?
The first place battle is interesting. That's like the first interesting first place battle, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I still have you getting first here. I think if you make a hilarious debate topic with Boko, I think that'll help your chance.
Yes, I must do it.
Boko's second. I've got, I'm gonna go Alec third, Knee fourth. I'm gonna say KP fifth. Ulti, I think, is going to get sixth. Although, again, he could be anywhere. He could get, like, fourth to, like, seventh in that ballpark. Kind of interesting. Seventh is probably Santa. Then, who's in left? Ermine, Lox, and Kalis.
All right, we have Alec here. Alec, legit prediction. Don't give me your bullshit about you're going to get last place. What do you think you're going to get here?
I'd go with third, I think, which seems to be the consensus pick already, so.
Is the anti-rally back on?
I don't really care either way. I'm going to start rallying heavily again after User of the Year, but.
That's either Alec way, basically so saying, I'm back to playing the game. I knew this was going to happen. As soon as he called off the anti-rally for Rock, he's going to be like, yeah, he's just never going to call it off. I called it.
Hey, as soon as User of the Year is over, you can expect the IMs from me daily trying to get you to anti-vote me in anything I'm in.
Boko wants to know who you have winning this division.
I think I've got to go for Boko at the moment just because ISOC will get anti-votes and Boko won't at this point.
That's how I feel about it. Like, you know, I'm going to get, like, I don't know, like about 10 plus 1, so that'll hurt in the end. So that should be a fun battle, though. Thanks for your time, Alec. All right, let's do this. Let's do another division.
In the butt. Transient!
Oh, can we trade divisions? Tranny for, for Neon.
Neon?
No.
No. Sonic Blast Punch.
SVP. Tranny's chance is already looking good.
Yeah. There's not that many strong people left, I don't think.
This is
War.
Just... War. Weak user. Terrible user. Last place, by far. Where's the weird one? I he really did shitty in round one. I think he kind of came back round two.
Moogle Koopo.
Oh, that'll be interesting. This is
Tranny,
a skill test.
Tranny looking good so far. SEP.
Oh, Sap?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
He was in a stacked division round one, but he did pretty well in it. Now it's your boy.
Yes! Jackal. Dude, Jackal's
might
going...
might even have second wrapped up so far.
Between him and Moogle.
Oh, Lord. Heroic Palmer.
Ah! Oh, man. He's going to be a bitch to predict.
What does this for fun entry mean?
Heroic Palmer, I know you say that it's pointless, but the top 100, he always does well in that. So that's, once again, similar format.
Yeah. Semi is next.
Semi, you got lucky with the Charmander matchup. I don't see him doing tons here.
Pun.
Another epic division.
And who gets the last spot here?
Everyone's praying for it. This is one hell of a division.
Xavier!
Oh, no. Volt needed that.
Volt needed that. Volt gets stuck with Ryoko got a bye, didn't she? No! Volt gets stuck with Ryoko again.
Okay, let's go. Okay, I guess let's go through this real quick. I'll go Tranny, Palmer, Koopo, Jackal, Ave in fifth, War, Sep, Semi, Punt, SPP. Really, this might be the weakest yet, honestly.
I think the weakest is still four. Like, it's got X done, it's got Cokes, but everybody else pretty much is just bottom of the barrel.
You know, the strongest division is probably my division, actually.
Probably. I mean, it's the only one that with first place is up in the air far.
Division 2 would probably be the second strongest.
Yeah. Division 2 would probably be stronger if it weren't for, like, everybody being in the same group. Yeah, well, there's a lot of strong people in, too.
Not a lot of, like, the top-tier users got stuck in the same division, so the randomizer comes through this year, I guess.
Yeah, it really does. I was surprised. I expected, like, one division to be, like, me, Icehawk, Beyond, Ulti.
No serious Soul. Business together or something. All right, let's...
And then, like...
Who are the last 10 users?
I will randomize their order for drama's sake.
Thanks, Ed.
Swift.
I mean, are you seriously doing this right now?
Yeah. I am. Fetus,
ooh, will be one to keep an eye on.
Ace, do you...
What?
Kibian, we need like a clip of Kibian like laughing.
No, will you? Achoo. God.
Like we need like a clip, like you know how like radio shows have like those clips they play whenever something happens. Like, we need a clip of Kibian laughing in the background.
We really need that clip.
That's my.
I gave her get on that shit right now. We need a laugh track.
Kleenex.
Blah.
Ooh. Ah.
No real clear first placer yet, but Ryoko has yet to.
This looks like Volts might be in trouble here.
I don't know. He looks pretty good.
Well, I don't know who the rest of the users are.
TRE. The wild card.
For sure. I don't think they're like plus 10 or plus 9 of them, though, because, like.
Lefty.
Ah! Good call for Volts right there.
And then the last two are Tim Jab.
Mm-hmm. Game of the year going
on. And last year's user of the year, Ryoko.
All right. Ryoko first, Kleenex second. Volch, have you been, like, talking to new people, trying to build up your fan base?
No, I think he's just been, like, jerking off to, like, anime.
Damn it, Volch. I lost her. Ryoko on the bottom. Ryoko likes the bottom. All right, I got Ryoko Kleenex. This is where it gets a little weird.
She likes Kleenex. Whatever.
We got Snow. We got Fetus. We got Volch. We got Tim for third.
Snow.
Yeah, I might go Snow. I think Snow is gonna be on a roll this year. Right. I'll go Volch in fourth.
That's Snow problem.
Fuck you, man. Tim in fifth. Fetus in sixth. TRE in seventh. I think he won't like get plus ones or anything, but like I don't think anyone really talks to him. So it's like not gonna be easy for him to do well in this division. And then Swift in eighth. Achoo in ninth, and Lefty in last. Ed, you got predicts here?
Yeah, Ryoko first, I'll say Kleenex. I'm gonna go Volch. I'll call my upset pick.
Never trust Volch, he'll always let you down.
I know.
Do you remember round one when Volch went to us?
Round both one was stacked. He did much better in round two against, I think it was B-Ball. Which, I mean, yeah, B-Ball's in an app, but he still did a really good performance. And I don't know. I mean, who else is going to get it, you know?
Yeah. This is a weak division, but every division is weak. I don't know. It's like maybe our expectations were too high. We're just like looking for all these main eventers to be in one division or something.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
You got to get rid of the buys. You get rid of the buys, then this gets pretty crazy.
I think it's just, you know, there's no real division where I see someone worthy getting screwed, you know? I guess that's what we were kind of looking for. So every division isn't necessarily weak. It's just balanced.
Yeah, this is a balanced division. We're balanced around, which is interesting. But yeah, I got TRE in fourth.
You really think he doesn't talk to people like on AIM or anything.
Yeah, no, he's one of those people that I think people like appreciate a lot, like kind of like Endgamer used to be, where like Endgamer I don't think was very social when he won User of the Year, but everybody kind of appreciated him.
Yeah, but
I think
it's like,
kind of how TRE is.
I don't, but you know, anyone that someone actually talks to, they're going to vote for them over TRE.
I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, I guess I'll give Duke Nukem.
Just a reminder. I have how bad you are at predicting things.
But yeah. You don't really need a reminder. I have a fucking award named after me for bad predictions. You don't need a reminder. Lefty, I'll give the random spot to Lefty. And I got Fetus, ACU, I don't even care about the last three.
Lefty.
I said Lefty already.
Oh. All right, well, let's have some real fun. Let's reveal who we're going to vote for. Bolt and Neon, if you say +10, +10, I'm going to kill you. Let's go with Division 1. What's your vote look like, Ed?
You want me to go all 10 or just the first one?
Let's see all 10. If you're going to plus one someone, you got to let them know.
All right, I gotta think about this.
And you gotta make sure to justify your votes. Like, if you plus one someone, you make sure that, like, they know you don't hate them.
+10, probably not Dave.
Why?
I love Not Dave.
Can I just know?
Not Dave is just an awesome guy. Like, I see him all the time. I talk to him every now and then. He's just an awesome guy. Like, he's really, I don't know, he's just, like, a really cool guy, you know?
All right.
Then probably SD, +9. SD or Wiggs, I haven't decided yet. I just forgot Wiggs. Then Liesl, +7. God. Then I guess Murr.
He really doesn't like this division.
Well, like, everybody's kind of like, after, like, not Dave and like, Wiggs and SD, everybody's kind of, like, clumped together. Now we're getting to people I really don't talk to that much, so probably, like, Mana, Steiner, I guess. Soul, who's even left? N-Girl.
This must be fascinating.
Krasty in last because I get tired of hearing all his fucking obnoxious topics about pancakes and waffles.
Is who?
Krasty.
Oh, Krasty. Krasty's in the chat. He heard that.
I know he heard it. I don't care.
You might have lost the boat there, bro. Neon, you want to reveal your vote?
+1 Steiner.
Yeah, this is hint to voters. If you want to play the game, +1 Steiner. He'll never know you did it.
+10 Senpai. And I don't know the middle.
Dude, you're just trying to bail out on this. All right.
No, I just don't know who I'm gonna vote for.
Well, can't you put in a notepad or something? Just like prepare.
No.
Prepare it right now. I got +10 Wiggs.
Yeah, +9 Wiggs.
+9 SD.
No.
+8 Krasty. What's up, Krasty? How you doing in that chat?
Yeah, I'd probably do +8 Krasty. +7 for N-Girl, maybe.
+7 Liesl. Liesl, how you doing in the chat, bro?
He's here. +9 for Liesl.
+6 for Mana. Mana's in my lost topic. It's a good guy. +5 for Murr. Probably went down due to gay drama. +4 N-Girl. She's not around, but I love you, N-Girl. So please continue voting for me. +3 Soul. +2 Not Dave. +1 Steiner. All right, next.
Man, you might want to like move Not Dave up a bit. He's voting, you know. Maybe give him a plus, you know, plus five, something that looks good.
But then what does Mur do? But then how pissed does Mur get at me for being plus four?
Who cares? Does Mur vote?
Oh, I'm sure Mur votes.
Mur votes, yeah.
That's the trouble with going votes later on. Is you've let your soul bare to the user of the year already.
Yeah, I know. This is like such a flawed thing to do. like, the whole point of user of the year, especially if you're like in the early division, you can hide your votes and like people will vote for you and then you can anti-vote them later. By doing this, we just like totally fuck ourselves in the asses. But it's okay. It's ratings.
You think that's okay to be fucked in the ass?
fuck you, man. I'm not okay.
Not yet.
Oh, God. Ed, let's hear your votes for next division.
Obviously, I'm first because I like me. And the rules force me to like myself. plus nine, Josh. Josh is my buddy. Then I guess Dante. I talked to Dante. He's also my buddy.
Just
Blazer,
call everybody a buddy, even if you plus one them. Yeah, he's my buddy.
No, I'll go with Endgamer plus seven. Endgamer's my buddy. Plus six, Blazer. Oh no, I forgot Carvey. Damn it. Plus six, Carvey, and then Blazer. Shit, I forgot Justin too.
I like this division actually.
I like talk to everyone in this division except like Spike.
Stat nerd.
I don't even go to the stats topic. I just talk to these people. Spike gets plus one. I never like see him or talk to him. And then I guess
good justification.
Relo gets plus two just because again I never see him or talk to him, but I like him a lot more than Spike. Plus three, I guess, has to be Leon by default. I think that's everybody.
Alright, Nia, do you want to give away your vote?
Plus one, Spike Dragon, plus 10, Ed Bellis, plus 9, Relo, and the
why
rest
is your... Why can't you just go down? Like, why are you up such a fuck?
Plus order? 7, plus 3. Doop-a-doop-a-doo.
Yeah, maybe plus 7 for Endgamer. Something like that.
I have no idea what you're doing.
Plus 8 for Dante. Like 6 through 4, I haven't decided.
I got plus 10, Ed.
Nor plus 2, but I do have plus 3 for Leon, so.
Plus 10, Ed. What's up, Ed? Plus 9, Dante. Me and Dante talk a lot. Plus 8, Blaza. Plus 7, Relo. Plus 6, Carvey. Save my ass. That one topic. Plus 5, Justin, because if I put him any lower, he definitely won't vote for me. Just kidding. I love you, Justin. Plus 4, Spike. Don't talk to him as much as I used to. Plus 3, Endgamer. Almost feel bad about this because he uploads our podcast every week, but man, just better users than him here. Plus 2, AKJ. I like AKJ, too. And I'm a plus 2 in him. And plus 1, Leon. Only guy I, like, never interact with in this division. So, yeah. Ed, let's hear your votes for the next division.
Oh, Christ. Plus 10 to... Neon. Neon's here.
Yeah.
plus 9, Theo. And then 8, I guess, is KM. 7 would be Lopen.
You gotta be more enthusiastic about the people you're plus 8. You want them to feel good about themselves.
Yeah.
That was the gayest yeah I've ever heard.
We didn't tried. That. I tried.
Yeah! plus 8 to KBM. Plus 7 to KBM. And then Herrick gets the 6. I don't know, like any of the people with this. Sedge gets the 5. Who's left? I don't care about anybody else.
Yeah, this is like the opposite. Last division, I talked to everybody in there. This division, I don't really interact with tons of people here. I got plus 10, Neon Reaper. Neon,
hey.
How you doing, Neon?
Well.
I got plus 9, KBM. Even though he's gay, KBM.
Yeah.
Yay. Plus 8 Luster. What's up, Luster, in the chat? How you doing, man? Luster's a good guy. Lots of amusement. Over the years, he's a special guy, for sure. plus 7 Herrick. Plus 6 Lopen. Lopen would probably be higher if I never saw him in the wrestling topics. Plus 5 Seg. Plus 4 Thundersheep. Thundersheep's been kind of whiny lately. Is it just me?
No, it's been like the last like 6 weeks or so. I don't know.
Oh, lots of typing. I want to see what he thinks about me plus mating him. No, he didn't say anything about it. Fuck you, man. plus 3 Shine. Plus 2 Zen. Plus 1 Theo. Nothing against Theo. Just don't really see him. Ed, let's hear your next votes.
Plus 10 Drac.
Ooh.
Dracula. I should call him Dracula, actually. I like that. Plus 9 Cokes. Plus 8 Angelo. 7 Grapefruit. 6. Ooh. There's even left. I guess Dr. Football, who I never even interact with, but like, that gives you an idea of how weak this division is. 5, I guess, has to be Axtha, because they see him around. I don't care about anybody else. Oh, yeah, DP is there. DP can get 5. He can fight out with Axtha for 5.
Good save, considering... Nice. Good save, considering DP's in the chat.
I don't care about this game.
I don't care. Oh,
shit, I'm winning this shit. I don't need to play the game.
Shit.
I'm winning this shit.
Whatever, man.
Cokes and Extra vying for top 10 there for the 10 points. Plus 1 goes to Grapefruit King, I think. Or, no, Prophet. What's wrong with me? Go ahead, Ice Hawk.
What? Wow, we really
I
do
took
that
my
laugh.
Ambien. This is, dude, there's no way. I might as well just, like, sleep on the mic.
Like I did the one time.
Plus 10, I got Dr. Football. Plus 9, I got Angelo. Plus 8, Extha. Plus 7, Drake. Plus 6, MSG. Plus 5, Cokes, because I used to run 5Ks, too, in cross-country. Except he ran a marathon. But he actually ran a 5K.
Oh, no.
Plus 4, Digi. Plus 3, DP. He's just not around. Poor guy. Plus 2, GFK. Plus 1, Profit. This is what you get for beating me in OMAD, bitch. Oh, fuck off, Cokes. I'm better than you. As you hobble to the finish line, I finish strong while drinking booze. All right, Ed, let's hear your next vote.
Plus 10 to the Hawk.
Yes!
Then me. Then Ulti. He's my buddy now. then...
Look at your new butt buddy, Ulti.
It's true.
Last then, place to plus 8. Wow.
Not last place. Next to last place.
Oh, oops. Who was last place in that?
MWC.
Okay. Fair.
Yeah. I was going to say. KP. Alec. Boko. Santa. Yeah.
Plus 1 Ermine.
Probably.
You know if you plus 1 Ermine, he's going to plus 1 you back.
I know.
Isn't there... Maybe you guys can make amends. I don't know. Neon, what's your vote?
Alright, we go plus 10, a little guy named Ice Hawk.
Little... I'm 6'3", bro.
Jeez, don't get pissed about it.
Oh, I'm hitting my mic. I'm so pissed.
No shit.
boxing with my mic.
maybe plus 9 to, we'll say, Boko, plus 8, Alec, 7, Ulti, 6, Kalis, 5, Ermine, plus 1, Kamikaze Potato.
All right. Well, why are you hating on the stats, guys, huh?
I gave Ulti like a million points.
I guess he's a stats guy. A million points, huh? I got plus 10 me. Plus 9 Alec, plus 8 Boko. Maybe I should plus 1 him for strategic voting. I don't know. Plus 7 Locks. Those are like the guys we talk to a lot. Plus 6 ulti. He won me over even though he was a douche. Plus 5 knee. Plus 4 ermine. Yeah, ulti gets on the mic. What a douche. Fuck out of here. It's ready to talk, dude. I'm not a douche. Give you a plus 6. Go away. Plus 5 knee. Plus 4 ermine. Ermine, high five. I gave you points. More than the most will. Plus 3 Santa. Plus 2 KP. Plus 1 Kayless. I don't interact with the bottom two at all. Next division. Give me your vote. Give me your vote.
I'm a vote.
Plus 10 transient.
Yeah. I don't want your vote. I want Ed's vote.
That is my vote. Tranny. Google, yikes. I guess. Semi.
Look at this. He doesn't want anybody's points.
Oh, Ermine's so upset. Damn it. Dude, Ermine, I might up you if you, like, suck up to me a bit. All right, sorry, go ahead.
What? Everybody else gets 7 through 2, but Palmer gets plus 1. That's all I care about.
why don't you like Palmer?
Racist. He's a drama queen.
He really
is. Racist.
Hates black. Hey, how many black people have you voted for so far? Like, hi. Let's see.
How many black people are there?
None. That's what I thought.
I'm kind of a black guy.
Are you? Dude, you're the whitest, scrawniest, and gayest guy I know.
I can be black.
Oh.
How tall are you? You are what you eat, right? Is that what it is?
What? You're saying I should eat black people?
It's one way.
Wow.
It's a means to an end.
Wow.
It's a means to an end.
They're talking
How
about
tall are you?
They're talking about playing the game in the chat. Let me just say, playing the game will win the fad of the year for the boardies.
How tall are you, Ed? I'm sorry.
I said 6 foot. Jesus.
6 foot. That's nice. Can you slam dunk?
No.
What a waste.
Neon, what's your vote?
Plus 10 transient.
Where are you voting for Jackal? Where are you voting for Jackal, Ed?
I don't know.
Hi, I hope. All right,
there's room for him up there.
Yeah, that's some interesting vision. Neon, what's the rest of your votes?
Oh, okay. Plus 1 Moogle, probably. You know, I don't dislike Pun or Palmer like certain racist people do, so they might be high up there. Avier, I like. He'll be up there. He might be plus 9. Jackal might be the plus 8. Then might be Palmer and Pun. And, no, Sep. I think I just, like, read off the names of the division. I hope you like that. Send me plus 2.
Alright, my vote is plus 10 Jackal, my boy. I'm getting him through the next round, man. Plus 9 War. Plus 8 Ave. Plus 7 Tranny. I've liked Tranny a lot in the chat. He's not as big of a douche as I thought he was. What the fuck, Lester? You're only plus 7 me? I'm plus 8ing you!
He used to, like, love you more than he loved me. Back when
wow,
he would...
what is this bull? I'm moving Lester down a couple spots. I am
he
not...
He was his number one for a long time. I can't believe it.
Dude, this is bullshit. Lester, you're dead, boy. You're dead. Plus 7 Tran, plus 6 Semi, plus 5 Sep, plus 4 Pun, plus 3 SPP, plus 2 Moogle, plus 1 Palmer... All right, next division.
Oh, yeah, Tranny leaves as soon as his division's done.
Douche. What an attention-whoring douche. I hate that guy. I'm going to plus one him.
Yes, plus one.
All right, Ed, next division.
Plus 10 Kleenex, and then Snowy, Fetus, TRE, Volch. Oh, yeah, Lefty. Forgot Lefty. Lefty can get, like, plus 9, I guess.
Whoa.
I like Lefty. He's
whoa.
Ryoko. ACU really fucked everybody over in my Mafia game, and I'm still kind of pissed about him at that.
What
so
do you
he gets lower than that. In Elitist Mafia, I remember how he was just like, I'm not going to post for 2 days. So see you guys. And then, like,
I'm a fan cover letter for Calm.
What was that?
What the hell is that?
JC. JC. What a
Did
guy.
Did JC hear?
Yeah, he got back in. He's hung up on. JC with a fail.
Oh, man.
Right.
I don't really care about anybody else.
Neon. Keep in mind, who's in the chat? Vulch is listening.
Yeah, I know. This is actually tough for me. Like, it's going to be like TRE at the last like spot. I mean, I get along fine with them, but at the top, it's going to be like Snowy, Kleenex, Ryoko. God, this gets a little tricky at the top. And then you have like Swift and Kim Jab kind of like right after that. Like
they're like the same person.
Yeah, and then like you like Fetus, but he hasn't been around much. I like it, whatever Ed Bellis pronounces it. H-U-A-C-O-O, whatever. Vulch, damn it. This is tough. Lefty. I'm going to hang out with Lefty this summer.
It's true.
No, I am. It's true.
We are. Wait, you and I are going to.
We're going to do the Outback.
What's going on?
We're
going
to do the Outback.
I need to know about this. I want to be invited. Why am I not invited?
Dude, you live in Detroit. I'm going to be... My wife lives, like... My I'll wife's try. Family's house is, like, 10 minutes
Dude,
away from
I'll
Ed
go.
Bellis.
Road trip.
Road trip.
Dude, I'll go with a couple of my roomies and we'll go hang out with you guys.
That won't be awesome.
Yeah, your roomies will be like, so where are we going? You're like, I'm gonna meet these guys I know on this internet.
It's
gonna
be me on me for Ed Bellis and Lefty, maybe Luster Soldier.
The three Lefty.
Luster's comment on why he's only plus 7ing me. I could always change my vote later on, because that's just an early tentative quote unquote vote that I came up with. I need it more than ulti. Alright, my vote. Plus 10 Snow. Plus 9 Vulch. Don't let us down, Vulch. Plus 8 Swift. Plus 7 Tim. I'd like to see how many votes are like plusing Swift and Tim like right next to each other, since they're the same person.
What is the deal with that? What's the deal with like Swift and Tim? I don't know any connection they have.
They hung out and they're like, they're bros.
They're like the same person, yeah. Except one guy is like 6 foot whatever and he can't breathe, and the other guy's a midget.
Plus 6 Ryoko, plus 5 Fetus, plus 4 Kleenex, plus 3 Achu, plus 2 TRE, plus 1 Lefty, but I love the guy. It's just I just have to plus 1 him. But I love the guy. Awesome user. Am I right? Overall thoughts on the division is just like, wow, very balanced. I can't imagine any top tier users getting like screwed out of a spot. Like, ulti might be in danger. Relo might be in some danger. But really, everyone that you would think deserves to move on is probably going to move on because the divisions ended up surprisingly balanced. Would you agree, Ed?
Yeah, I think so. I think everything really balanced nicely across the divisions.
And then we have the buys. The buys are FFD, Tom, Icon, Gotspor, Chris, Henry, Rusty. Who do you think is the weakest of those buys? Or how many of those buys could you see losing in round 4?
Nobody.
Really? Not even...
Maybe...
Spork?
Oh, Spork. I forgot Spork. Yeah, Spork definitely. Spork really lucked out. I could see her losing in round 4. Everybody else, I think, is pretty solid. Maybe... No, round 4 is the World Cup. I was going to say that round 4 was Golden Parcel for some reason.
I mean, it's all about it's all about drawings, you know?
Yeah, it's all about drawings. Like, I could see, like, Anri not doing that well in round 4. I could see even Chris not doing that well in round 4. But
I don't know.
But I think, like, I don't know.
Wait, Chris not doing that well in round 4?
Chris didn't do that well in round 1, but he did really well in round 2. So I think it depends on the format with him.
With Anri, I think Anri's getting a lot of momentum, and he's almost becoming a Golden Parcel like candidate for me, because Just search Anri right now. There's like 8 topics about Anri. The guy is on fire. He's got all this momentum. He's riding high. He's got a big dick. I think...
I need it now!
What?
That's KBM, I think.
So KBM, the first time you laughed, is that when all your friends figured out you're gay?
Oh my god. Dude, what the fuck is that thing?
That's KBM.
That's a human being? No, I'm serious. That's a person.
That right there is not me. That is Trevor Hunt.
Well, whoever's doing that laugh is very gay, just telling you right now.
Well, I mean, the laugh is me.
Oh, okay. Fag owned.
He's becoming the character from the comic book.
Yes,
that's Ulti's key to getting out of round 3 is to becoming more like his comic book persona.
Like ride a motorcycle from a burning building more frequently, and then you'll get many.
And take a video of it.
And take a video
like,
of it.
Ulti's like, I totally did that, but my camera's broke.
So I really need to buy a camera. I don't have a camera for some dumb reason.
This will be your excuse to buy a camera. I need to do.
It will be my excuse to buy a camera.
So you guys anyway have the whole Serious Business crew getting first place in round 3. Am I right?
Wait, what?
You have me, Nian, and yourself making it to first place.
Yes.
I want a Serious Business final 3. That'd be awesome.
That would be awesome.
All right. Well, that's it for the live show. Thanks for listening. I figured if we talk about who we're gonna vote for, it'd keep people around because they like people are whores. You know what I'm saying? Look at Tran.
I hope my contributions to this matter have, really appealed to the people.
Yeah. I think Neon did a good job of, like, ducking the question to prevent people from voting against him.
I think Neon did a good job of ducking...
any comments. Any worthwhile commentary.
I gave people... I specifically tried to call out my plus ones to begin with. Like, you guys are like, oh, I'm like, I hate this guy.
But then they think you're like plus 10ing them, actually. Because you're like, he said me. I didn't really hear him.
I don't think Moogle Koopa will have any trouble figuring out that I'm not plus 10ing him.
Yeah, he's going to anti vote you for that. That's not a good play in the game, man.
It's worth it.
All right, well, that is it. Thanks for listening. And the next Serious Business podcast with guest host Dark X. A very, very special guest host. Will,
do you want us to think he's going to make it like through the entire podcast? Because he's a very.
I think
like,
he's
going to
leave.
Yeah,
there's no way he's going to be able to withstand us.
I'm going to be like, so are you less of a bitch now? And he's hang up.
He's going to be like,
have you ever
is there
seen
a way
a
I can like
in real life?
Be like, is there a way I can mark you guys on the air like?
Like, the thing that's weird about Dark X is he's asked to be on the... He wants to be on the show really bad. Like,
he does.
Why?
He wants to be on the show, too, with Ben Gamer and I.
I don't know.
Yeah, that makes sense because it's less a social show and more of, like, a stats show. But Serious Business is very, like, social and, this you know, is... you guys rip into the guests. I'm saying you guys because I don't.
Oh, whatever, Ed. Anyway, we might have to do a live podcast just so we can catch all the action. People can see that when he leaves.
Yeah.
We're going to need to prepare like a backup guest host for when he leaves.
I know.
So let's work on that.
I was just thinking that.
Who's the backup? All right. Well, anyway, that's it. So check out Serious Business this week and next week with Dark X. And we'll probably do another live show for the World Cup drawing. Do you agree, Ed?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so we'll see you guys then. Signing off, saying fuck bitches and win boardies.
Sayonara.
Ciao.